The first and only woman to win the Nobel Prize in Economics died today in Indiana. Eleanor Ostrom was 78. Her work on how natural resources are shared challenged the status quo. Zoe Chace of NPR's Planet Money has this remembrance.
One of the knottiest issues in economics is the tragedy of the commons. But turns out, it's not so tragic.
I want to make a distinction between the tragedy and the problem.
A problem that can be solved, as Eleanor Ostrom told NPR a few years ago. In 1968, young Eleanor read an article by Garrett Hardin, which posed a classic economic problem. A cow pasture, open to everyone.
Everyone would then put their cows on and they would overharvest.
That's the classic tragedy of the commons. Everyone uses something, but no one's in charge. So nobody takes it upon themselves to take care of a common good.
So he was right to identify this as a potential problem. Where he was wrong was that the tragedy is, the way he expressed it, they can't ever solve it. They were trapped. Solutions had to come from outside.
Either the government had to step in and police the pasture, or the pasture had to be divided up between the people who used it and privatized. That was the only way to solve the tragic problem, as Hardin saw it. But Ostrom found tons of examples where this didn't play out. In fact, in the Swiss Alps, there was this exact situation. A pasture with cows on it in the mountains.
In the Alps, it's patchy. And so it snows well in one location and another one, not much.
So every year, certain areas will be more lush than others, better for feeding. And it's going to vary from year to year. If you fenced it off into small sections, then most of the farmers would be out of luck every year. But just put a fence around the whole thing and everyone benefits.
They've had plenty of chance to make decisions over the centuries, and they've chosen common property.
Because it works out better for everyone. Local solution to a local problem, not from a centralized government in Geneva. Ostrom was a political scientist, not an economist. But she complicated the classic economic idea that everything is driven by self-interest.
Self-interest is part of it. You can't ignore that. But you can get communities together to come up with rules that make sense.
Mike McGinnis worked with Eleanor Ostrom at Indiana University. She taught there for more than 40 years with her husband, Vincent. Long enough to solve one of the biggest tragedies of the commons, the office kitchen.
We're all supposed to clean our own dishes, but every night someone does a kind of final check, and we have a spatula that goes into our mailboxes on the day that we're supposed to do that.
Then Eleanor Ostrom went on to win the Nobel Prize in Economics in 2009, the only woman ever to do so. Zoe Chace, NPR News.
Support for Planet Money comes from Ally Bank, who believes smart listening and smart banking go together. Learn more about Ally Bank at allybank.com.
This is NPR News.